Jess in with you this morning. Now, this Friday night, there is an awesome charity event happening at James Estate. And the amazing woman who's organised it, her name is Sabrina Rojas. And I'm sure that Sabrina would probably not, you know, like to have been organising this event. And she's written a book. And it's all because she's been through a lot of crap. So we've got Sabrina on the line this morning to have a chat to her. She lives in North Rothbury, so based in the beautiful Hunter Valley. Sabrina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I haven't really divulged much of your story this morning, Sabrina. Tell us about Sabrina.
Okay, so a bit about me. So I'm 45 years old. I was diagnosed with bowel cancer in November 2019. So that was fun, not really. Mm. So I've had multiple surgeries. I've had cancer that's actually come back last November, so less than 12 months later, the cancer came back. At the moment I'm going through chemotherapy and living my best life. Just fabulous.
Sabrina, when you go to the doctor or the specialist or whoever it might be and you get handed this piece of news, I mean, it's probably a silly question, but did you feel like a truck had just hit you in the face?
It's so funny because, I'm going to be talking at this event on Friday, and I was just working through my speech and it still makes me cry.
Yeah.
It was like time stood still when you're told that, unfortunately, Sabrina, it's cancer. The word cancer invokes such fear. And it invokes the feeling of, I'm actually going to die. Like, cancer kills people.
Yeah.
So it was like my world imploded. It everything just stopped. And I was like, oh, wow, like, this stuff's real. It's like, the game Jumanji?
Yeah.
And they actually have one of the lives that disappear off the wrist, the latest Jumanji I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. It was like, okay, one life's just gone. Oh, crap, like, how long have I got now? It's very confronting.
And it sounds like at the moment, Sabrina, I mean, you've got such a, even when I rang you this morning, you have such a happy demeanour about you, though. How did you get to that point? How have you always been, a really happy person?
Look, I think it's for me, I absolutely believe in the power of gratitude. My whole business is based about the power of, gratitude. And for me, it's my autopilot. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease at 19. I had my large bowel removed at 21. So I've always faced adversity and health issues. And, it's about powering through. And you're the only person that can get you through things. Mm-hmm. And you can also be your worst enemy. And the only thing that you can, tap into is that power that sits inside of you. Like, you can overcome anything, and it's all about mindset. So what's the point of sitting there being upset or angry and frustrated, because it actually just makes you feel like crap. So for me, my autopilot is just to be cheery, because as soon as you put that out, for me, that's the energy that then comes back to you. I'm a master energy healer, so... I'm very connected with energy and the rest of it, but that's my autopilot. I choose to look at the silver lining in every situation. That's instinctively what I do.
Yeah. And is that what you talk about in your book? You did write a book. It's called O-S-H-I-T, I Have Cancer. Do you go through, that mindset and obviously, what you've been through as well and are still going through?
Oh, absolutely. And look, the book's not just about, it gives you background as well. So, pretty horrible divorce, a decade ago. Just being faced with adversity. And I think it touches so many people, because it's not just cancer. Like, all of us go through things that we don't expect. And it's how you actually cope with that to get through those big moments in life. So, yeah, look, absolutely. I talk about that. And it's not all fun and games. Like, I can still read bits of my book and cry. Like, it really brings me back to, the fear. And there's moments where I didn't feel like I was going to make it. I truly believed I was going to die and not survive. And that's really hard. It's really hard to, you know, be positive in those moments. And it's not about being positive in those moments. It's owning the fact that, yeah, the fear is here, but I also have the right to be feeling what I'm feeling here as well. I just try not to camp out there. I try not to set up a tent and camp out in, you know, Fear Valley. So, yeah. It's a good route.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
Oh, no, I highly recommend that everybody goes and gets a copy of this, and I highly recommend everyone goes along to your charity event that's on tomorrow night at James Estate. Tell us the details on that one.
So basically, this came about, I knew I wanted to do something, you know, with the charity, with Cancer Council. I wanted to understand what my chemo schedule would look like. So as soon as I found that out, I got speaking to Melissa from James Estate, and we decided to, you know, put this together. So James Estate have been amazing. But yeah, this Friday night kicks off at 6:30. It's a free event. You can actually grab your free tickets by going on to, do you want me to say what the website is?
Yes, please.
Okay. So www.222mindset.com.au/charity-event. And everything's there. So we've set up a silent auction. We've got the donate page there. We've got raffle tickets you can purchase. It's going to be amazing. We've had so much support from our local community with donations. We've got a live band. We've got amazing food on that night. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night. Really looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. So please, everyone, get involved with this one. We'll put the link up at our website as well. And Sabrina, if anybody wants to get a hold of your book, where's the best place to get that?
So same thing onto my website. So if you just actually go put the /charity event, you'll actually see across the menu, you know, my book. You can book in an energy healing with me, keynote speaker stuff with me. There's a whole range of stuff. So you can grab my book that way. Absolutely.
Awesome. Fantastic stuff. Well, Sabrina, it's been a pleasure catching up with you this morning. You will be at an event in Singleton with the Women in Business there in June. So I'm sure I'll be heading along, so I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, same. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time this morning.